This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. And we're going to play our national anthem. Okay, that's Whitney Houston. That's where we start out this hour of the program. By the way, we're going to start out with this. Ron Edwards still has the night off because he's still not feeling good. He thinks he might be back Thursday. We'll see. But we'll let him tell you whatever it is that's going on with him. But he hasn't told us, just that he is under a doctor's care, and he has been since last week. So he's missed last week and so far this week. Today, things should be back tomorrow. Thursday. Now, Donald Trump said that he would pardon the January 6th insurrectionists if he's reelected in 2024, the latest in his attempts to downplay last year's violent attack on the Capitol. So says the Washington Post, not me, the Washington Post said that. Now, here's something from Politico. They said more than 700 people incited by Trump's false claims the Democrats stole the 2020 presidential election, have been charged with federal crimes for involvement in the insurrection, one of the most extensive investigations in Justice Department history. And at a Texas rally on Saturday, Trump said, if necessary, we will give them pardons because they are being treated so unfairly. That from Politico. Here's another one. This is from NBC. The remarks were quickly condemned by the former president's critics. Trump uses language he knows caused the January 6th violence. According to Representative Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, vice chair of the Congressional Committee investigating the insurrection, she tweeted, he'll do it all over again if given the chance. That's from NBC. Then you've got Axios. Axios says, while Trump has not yet said he will run for president in 2024, his comments have suggested that he will. Then you've got The Guardian. During his time in office, Trump issued several pardons to people close to him, including his former chief strategist Steve Bannon and his former national security advisor Michael Flynn. Then you have the New York Times. Fannie T. Willis, the Georgia prosecutor investigating Trump for possible interference in that state's 2020 presidential election, has asked for FBI protection in response to Trump's rally. Willis cited alarming rhetoric. Trump told his supporters to protest in D.C., New York City, and Atlanta, and all places where he faces investigations if prosecutors do anything wrong. And that's all the information coming by way of the Washington Post, the Politico Group, NBC, Axios, The Guardian, and the New York Times, all great bastions of American conservative newspaper and television. Good Lord. By the way, tomorrow, or is it today? No, it's today. Aha. Nope, it's tomorrow. Sorry, I had to look at my calendar. Tomorrow, the Lunar New Year begins, February the 1st, ushering in the Year of the Tiger, an animal known for bravery, courage, and strength. How about that? I didn't know that. Okay. We'll go with that. Now, for those of you that want to buy a Tesla, you'll have to wait till we come back from this break. So don't go anywhere. And by the way, I'm going to see if I can get this in here. Let's see. Where are we? There it is. Hang on. Come and ask.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If American females want total equality with men, then they must be willing to accept being treated like a man. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Ever since black females agreed with the government to kick the man out of the home for a measly check and Helen Reddy yelped, "I am woman, hear me roar," American women have cocked around crowing about how they can do anything a man can do and be treated accordingly. One of those females is ESPN talk show monitor Mina Kimes, who made a mockery of the concept of being equal by taking to Twitter and verbally boohooing because she couldn't take unkind criticism from sports fans who mistakenly thought she could take it like the men have been for many years. So now Mina Kimes is getting sympathy and a higher salary because of our emasculated society. And now it places the whims of females who call themselves equal in all things to men, but in reality fall short and get paid to do so. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup, go to theronedwards.com.
All righty. Don't forget, Ron Edwards has got a display over there at his website, theronedwards.com, Constitutional Coffee. Go over there, check it out. And don't forget to use the promo code RE20, which gives you a 20% discount off the coffee that you would purchase there. That's Constitutional Grounds coffee that you would want in your cup. And over at theronedwards.com. on that website. That's where you'll find it. Okay. Now, talking about Tesla, a lot of people want to buy the Tesla. Great. They think it's a great car. Best thing since melted butter. That's okay. You can think that, whatever. They have a new $25,000 electric car that they're fixing to come out with, sort of. Let me tell you what's going on here. Elon Musk, the chief executive and founder of Tesla, said on January the 26th that the automaker will delay releasing its new vehicles, like the Cybertruck, until 2023 because of supply chain problems. However, the company predicted that it would be able to build 50% more vehicles than it did in 2021 at that time. Now, we'll see. Of course, the automaker said that for 2022, it had focused on automated car navigation software and the new humanoid robot called Optimus. Now, he believes that human-like robots and self-driving cars are most important at this moment than the Cybertruck design or the $25,000 electric cars that we've all heard about. Now, Optimus is the humanoid robot that can assist in tasks around factories or perform other type of repetitive work, and he hopes that it would eventually address global labor shortages. So now, we'll see what happens, because Musk predicts that the full self-driving will become the most important source of profitability for Tesla, and that in the long run, it's nutty good from a financial standpoint. His words, not mine. Okay, to the telephone line we go. Let's see who this is. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as the people that are being held up in Washington, D.C. for the rioting and...
Nine of them.
Yeah. Can their lawyers do anything as far as being under the Constitution, being guaranteed a speedy trial? And just wanted to know what the situation is on that. Or is that Patriot Act or something in the Patriot Act supersedes
that? Well, the Patriot Act supersedes all of that, and it means that all bets are off, okay? They're at the mercy of the government. They don't have to be sped up for anything. That's why we've still got people down in Guantanamo that have not been tried. You know that, right?
That's a remarkable thing.
Mm-hmm. Only we're talking about American citizens here. Now, I will tell you this. If Trump's words hold true and he does get elected president, he said he's going to pardon all those people.
Well, I think there's probably some of them that need to be not pardoned, but certainly a vast... I think there's probably a very good percentage that do need to be pardoned, you know?
Well, that's what he said, so we'll see.
All right.
See you later today, baby.
Yeah, I'll be there today.
Okay, very good. See you then there. Okay. All right, that's Backgammon Bob. He's one of our lunch attendees up there at Westwater. So if you want to stop by, feel free, because we have a lot of a good crew that comes in there. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, I'll be over for breakfast this morning. Jeff in Sarasota asked me if I would come over to the Village Inn on 4th Street, so that's where I'll be for breakfast at 6 o'clock. So if you want to stop by and enjoy a cup of coffee, which I'll buy, and you want to pay for your own breakfast, that's fine. How's that? So stop on by if you'd like to, and we'll do a little chit-chatting back and forth. Now, Joe Biden did it again. He couldn't get the age of the bridge right, even though it was on a teleprompter. And when it came to the age of the bridge, he said, "Oh, that can't be right. 50 years old. It's got to be 150, maybe even more than that." That's what he said. So he called it a 150-year-old bridge. The only problem was the number on the teleprompter was exactly correct. The bridge, the 447-foot-long Forbes Avenue Bridge that collapsed the other day, was built in 1970. It was built of rigid steel construction, and it was rated in overall poor condition for the past 10 years by the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. They had money to replace the bridge. Would you like to know what Pittsburgh did with it? They built a city park with a bunch of flowers in it and a few trees instead of fixing their bridge. They're just lucky somebody wasn't killed on that bridge. They would have owned the city of Pittsburgh. You get money for a bridge and then you turn around and use it for something else? And then it collapses? That's really good, huh? Here's something else. I don't know if you all heard this or not. But Jen Psaki made some comments, derogatory comments, about crime and made a joke out of it and laughed about it. Big mistake there, Jen. The president of the National Police Benevolent Association is demanding an apology. So isn't a couple of other union presidents, so aren't, rather, a couple of other union presidents, police union presidents, demanding an apology. She picked on the wrong horse, making a joke out of crime in America. Especially when it was set in context with the rash of police officers that have been killed lately. Now, there is a war on police. No one can dispute that or deny it. But on this program, we stand up for the thin blue line. We honor the thin blue line. We also honor all of our firefighters. That was my avocation for 30 years, 25 plus 5. And the thing of it is, folks, is that without the police and firefighters, when you call 911, who are you going to get? The janitor? Or are you going to get somebody who's going to be there as quickly as they can to help you out of the mess you're in? People need to start understanding that there may have been some problems with the police in the past, but the vast majority of the police are very good at what they do. And they're not some of these hound dogs that are out there that get into trouble every now and then trying to harass people and whatnot. And people need to understand that. Because we've got some really, really solid, upstanding individuals that serve in the police department, the fire department, and over on the EMS side with the ambulances. I'll be right back.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwater.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted a hate crimes trial for Travis and Greg McMichael that had agreed to plead guilty to the hate crimes charges. Travis McMichael would have received 30 years in federal prison to be served alongside the penalty of life in prison without parole for murdering Ahmaud Arbery.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do the time that Judge Wamsley gave them on the 7th of January.
Aubrey's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, objected, as she says she wants the McMichaels to do their time in a state prison. Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'm talking to the author of Echo and Ramadi, Major Scott Husing, and his interpreter, Big Sam. Big Sam the man. Okay, let's get going. Now, Scott, the other thing is I know it's difficult as a platoon leader, company commander, and even further up the line to send young men into battle. And, of course, how did you keep your men motivated? Because you were in, let's be honest about it, you were in a basic part of hell for quite a while.
It was. It really defined what fighting was for us in Ramadi. And having had several combat deployments before that, the fighting was so kinetic. It was so frequent, I mean, 3 to 4 or 5 times a day in direct contact with these well-trained insurgent forces in such tight confines. And as we fought among the people, that is a great question. How do you inspire 250 independent souls on the battlefield under that type of pressure to do what needs to be done when they don't necessarily want to do it? And I'm not talking about a working party or driving a vehicle, but it's driving a vehicle down roads laden with improvised explosive devices and then having to squeeze the trigger on the rifle and take another human life. And to do that, I think you do it in a multitude of ways to inspire them. One, as Marines, we subscribe to the philosophy of leading from the front. I always wanted to be where my Marines were. I always wanted to be out front at that point of greatest friction where they may need a little extra help, but also give them a leadership philosophy in my absence. So when I wasn't there, they knew what to do when I wasn't there. And I like to keep it simple. It was never a page on the wall, but it was a short and simple
book. Well, I was inspired by two
very well-known individuals. One of them was Major General Paul Valley. At the time, he was not a major general. He was a colonel. And he and my company commander, Norman Schwarzkopf, who later went on to glame and glory, they both told me, they said, you lead by example. You lead by inspiration. You lead by showing them that you're not going to ask them to do anything that you can't do yourself as good or better. Now, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, if there was gear to move, I was there moving it. If there was a patrol, I was on it. And if there's a firefight, I was in it. That's just where I wanted to be. Now, the Marines, being Marines, they may not have always wanted their boss along with them, but it wasn't a democracy either. But again, I think you have to have a feel for what the Marines are going through. And as an enlisted man before, I think that gave me some perspective. But it also made me understand that there are other components of leadership that they don't teach us in the textbooks professional warriors read or the schoolhouses. And those are words like love and compassion and understanding. And those are the words that are written in between those lines in those books. And I think if you apply those, it makes you a better leader. And those are examples like you got too, Matt, from senior leaders that molded you along the way. That's what great leadership does.
Yeah, and it carried on over into fire service because the initial message here, and Sam, you can chime in on this, is it's not I, it's not me, it's not my, it's we. We go. We're a team. We're a unit. We do everything together, right?
That's absolutely correct. You know, me as an Iraqi, an Arabic, Muslim, and when I started working with the Marines, I felt like in the beginning, like I was thinking with myself, like, I'm among foreigners. I don't know anybody. But with the Marines, after like a few days, it didn't even take a week or a month. After a few days, I felt they were always telling me, like, hey, man, we got your back. Nothing is going to happen to you. It made me feel I'm part of a family, not just people that I'm working with. That's made me feel safe and trusted them.
And that was something that I had to foster, that climate within my command. Is they needed to be viewed as part of the team, not outsiders, because without their capability, bottom line is we couldn't speak the language. I mean, they were essential to our success as we interacted with the locals. I mean, I didn't need Sam to talk to the insurgents. They all spoke M16. I needed them to talk to the friendlies that were providing us information as we patrolled through their streets, through their houses at 3 o'clock in the morning, and let them know that, hey, we're not here to hurt you. We're here to help you. And that's what the Marines did too, is help so many people that couldn't help themselves. I mean, we just couldn't have done it without them.
And folks, I'm talking with Major Scott Houston, United States Marine Corps retired, as well as his interpreter, Sam. They're both in studio with me today. This is a very special day because the book Echo and Ramadi is catching on in the charts. And by the way, it's one of the top 10 books, according to Military Times of 2018. And I'm telling you, it's going to be number one, Scott. It's going to be number one.
Yeah, it's been number one bestseller already, and to get that recognition and award from Military Times, very grateful to be one of the top 10 books to read in that vast network of all of our services, and we're really looking forward to continued success.
Now, you can get the book at Amazon.com, and then for all our truck drivers and the people that are out on the road that want to listen to the Audible book, they can go to Audible.com and just type in Echo and Ramadi, they come to the book.
Go to audible.com, or you can click right on the hot button on amazon.com too. If you just Google Amazon, Scott Husing, or Echo and Ramadi, go to amazon.com and combine hardcover, Kindle, Audible, whatever you
right. And it's also on my website in several different places, and my Facebook page is Echo and Ramadi. You see the picture, it's right there. Click on it, you go right there. Well, just a couple of final questions here for you as we talk to you. Again, Sam, we're just so honored to have you in our presence, because I know this major would not be sitting next to me without you being there. I know that, and he knows it too.
Thank you. It's like I told him, like, in a short notice, I was like, hey, I'm having my citizenship ceremony on June 5th, and he said, I'm coming. You know, he chopped everything, and he came for me. It's really, you know, like when we did the citizenship ceremony yesterday, it was very emotional. You know, like, I learned one thing from the, like, I learned a lot of things from the Marines, and one of them, they don't shed tears. They are tough, you know, and I learned that. I try not to cry, only in very, like, special conditions and situations. But yesterday at the ceremony, I did. It was very emotional.
Not to be ashamed of.
Yeah, that's why I
have to admit it was getting a little dusty in that government building as well.
And I'll tell you something. Even the hardest hardcore combat veterans, and that goes to anybody you want to mention anywhere in history, they go off by themselves somewhere and they shed a few tears from time to time. But believe me, it happens.
Yeah. I wouldn't have missed it. And when I retired from the Marine Corps, Matt, in 2013, who flew out from Chicago? Sam and Ford. It's an amazing network. It's an amazing brotherhood that we share, and it just continues to grow now that they're American citizens. I mean, you can't talk about a better success story than that.
And see, that's it, because anyone that's been in combat, that's been through the situation you've been through, or going back to Vietnam, or going back to Korea, or World War II, and we're losing the greatest generation every day, more of them go, they understand. We all understand each other, what we've been through, and each generation before us has made it better for the generation after us to come ahead. We made it better for you because we brought out PTSD with our encounter groups. And now you have the situation where they're actually doing something about it. And we just had the VA Choice Act one-upped on us, signed by the president today. And that's going to help all the veterans, no matter what service they've been in.
It's all part of everybody putting some skin in the game, Matt, like you are with that bill. I donate a portion of the proceeds of Echo and Ramadi to SaveTheBrave.org, which helps veterans with post-traumatic stress. That's what we do, is connect veterans so they can get together in a safe environment and share what that very small component who've experienced what combat has to offer can deal with. And that's a real part of the healing process. And I'm committed to it at the beginning and end of every day. Is helping veterans is what it's all about.
And we're coming to the end of the segment here. And what I want to do, Sam, is I want to give you an opportunity to talk to the American people that are listening right now and all the veterans and tell them how you feel now that you're an American.
Well, I'll make it pretty short. Don't take your freedom, whatever you have, for granted. Look at me. I was born in Iraq in Baghdad. I lived my whole life. I didn't move here until I was 24. And it was a drastic change, and I'm really happy to be part of America. You wouldn't really know what you have until you go somewhere else, and you will see that what kind of bless that you have here.
Outstanding. We're happy to have you. And Scott, what do you want to reflect to the American people with your experiences, and especially about your book, Echo and Ramadi?
Well, I just want everyone to know that it's not a war story. It's a story about people that fought during some of the bloodiest
camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. And they fought under conditions that most Americans can't imagine. And we do it willingly. We take an oath and we make that sacrifice. But it really is about the people and that power of human connection that sustains it while we fought and still does this day. We're sitting here today in studio talking because of that immense brotherhood and the fraternity we enjoy so much.
And folks, I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. You've been listening to retired United States Marine Corps Major Scott Husing and his interpreter Sam. The book is Echo in Ramadi. He's a best-selling author, the award-winning book, already a top 10 military book of 2018, according to Military Times. Buy it now on Amazon.com or go to Audible.com. Scott, thank you very much. Sam, thank you very much. Pleasure meeting you, my man.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
All righty, we'll be right back with more of the Captain America Third Watch. Our good friend Scott Husing, Major USMC, retired, lives out there at California Way, pretty close to Camp Pendleton. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and I will be there for lunch at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters, but guess what? This morning, Jeff called me up and said, hey, would you like to go to breakfast? He's apparently up here with one of his clients he brought up here to the airport. So I said, sure, why not? So I will be at the Village Inn on 4th Street, just south of Gandy, at about 6:15 or so. I'll buy the coffee if you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. So there you go. Hope to see you there. But in the meantime, check us out at lunchtime. We always have a really good group there. Now, I want to remind you of this final segment. It's always brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't really want to know you. When it comes time for whatever, it's like, okay, sure, why not? But anyway, stop by and see Joan and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her at 941
1-800-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, there you go. Now, who knows what's going to happen with Russia and the Ukraine? Certainly not me. Certainly not any politician. It's all up to Russia as far as what they want to do and how they're going to do it. Because the U.S. right now is weighing sending more troops to Eastern Europe beyond the 8,500 limit that they put in place to begin with. They've now got 8,500 on alert. And I guess they're fixing to move here fairly quickly from what I understand. We'll see. But in the meantime, they're looking to send more. Will it happen? Maybe. But how much is more? And they're not going to be in Ukraine. Remember that. They're going to be in adjacent countries. Because they don't want them in the middle of what could happen. So we'll all watch with bated breath and see if we can figure out what's going to happen next. Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but yesterday Moderna's COVID vaccine has now been fully approved by the FDA. The FDA fully approved the Moderna COVID vaccine. And they're going to be marketing the product as a new name, Spikevax. Spikevax. We'll see what that does for the world, according to Hoyle. So, who knows? And, of course, several governors met. Joe Biden met with them. Conversation back and forth. The New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy, a Democrat, came out to the microphone and said, look, we now need to learn how to live in a world with COVID. Because we're not going to manage this to zero. We have to learn how to live with this. And what he's saying is true. Absolutely true. Now, we'll see how this works out, but finally somebody made some sense out of this. That's a Democrat. And I guess Murphy got religion or something, because he wasn't saying that to begin with. And oh, by the way, you're going to hear about Jen Psaki today. The Police Benevolent Association and the other police unions out there really, really got upset with her comments and her joking about crime. As well they should have. She has no idea what she was talking about when she made that silly comment back and forth and started laughing about what she said. Very bad. Unfortunately for all of us. By the way, did you hear about the U.S. federal prisons? They're now all on lockdown after two inmates in Texas were killed. That's all the information I got so far. But holy cow. We'll see what happens. Could be very interesting there with something going down in the prison system. Quite a mixture there. By the way, Russia spoke up after all the initial talks yesterday. And said that there's little ground for optimism in response to the U.S. Don't know how that's going to work out either. Here's one for you. It's unclear whether or not former Washington Redskins quarterback Joe Theismann has released the new name of the team, but he told a CBS Sports Radio host yesterday that he thinks the Commanders, the Washington Commanders, is a name that's going to be one that hopefully will be used going forward. I don't know how he knows it, but he made the comment. He says a commander basically, well, it's Washington, D.C. Okay. If he thinks so. Obviously, that's a play on words with the Navy, but who knows? So, nobody knows like Joe knows, right? Okay. Now, we got this big time snowstorm coming across the Midwest right now. So for you guys and girls that are out there, coming out of Denver, going east, of course you got a winter storm warning coming up 76, headed towards I-80 in Nebraska, got a little bit of snow, southwest corner of Nebraska. Kansas, you got snow pretty much all the way across the Kansas City, but around the middle of Kansas all the way to Detroit right now and beyond, looks like to Toledo, you have a winter storm warning. Now that encompasses I-70. That also goes down onto I-40. It also comes up into I-75, I-59, I-55, I-35, I-29. You've got what could be a blizzard warning right now from Fargo to Minot, North Dakota. Or let's put it this way, there's a warning for one today, and you've got snow inside Minnesota, Moorhead on down south. But the snow goes all the way down, and freezing rain, the snow goes all the way down into San Antonio. And then it goes across into Midland and Pecos right now, where we're going to have a mixture of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow. And as the temperature drops, there'll be more. Now, Albuquerque, today, I-25, winter storm warning, going north. Be advised of that. And all along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario and upstate New York, you will have snow. So that's what it's looking like. So you guys and gals, be careful out there. Plenty of weather to talk about. Tomorrow we'll be talking about it, I know, because of the fact that it's moving to the east. We'll see how far to the east it's gotten. All right. Wrapped up another night. I'm going to go have breakfast over there at the Village Inn on 4th Street in St. Pete, just south of Gandy. God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.